The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to another episode of Japan Top 10. If the pace of March is getting you down, take the weight off your shoulders, sit back, and enjoy this month's Japan Top 10 countdown with me, Kirby.
And Anna, we're bringing you a troupe of brand new songs from the likes of Aemyeon, Sumika, and Mr. Children, as well as a few chart-dominating tracks.
Starting this month, we made some changes with our Patreon program. Have a look at them at jtop10.jp/club, as these changes also affect those who currently do not support us on Patreon as well.
リスナーの皆さんにお知らせします。Patreon プログラムを変更することになりました。今年3月から実施する予定です。この変更は Patreon ドナーにもフリーリスナーにも影響を与えます。詳細は Japan Top 10 ウェブサイトをご確認ください。
Next month, we'll be bringing back our listener appreciation months.That means you'll be getting the top patron tier premium platinum episodes for the month of April, including a bonus top 10 episode that would generally be released exclusively to our patron donors. If you have song requests for our listener appreciation month, let us know on our website at jtop10.jp.
And let's get started with our JTop 10. At number 10, we have Nakamura Emi with Tokyo Tower.
Number 10.
Nani mo umaku.行かなくてドーナツが喉に詰まって何の味もしなくて信号がぼやけて地雷を踏んで難なく消えてくハッピー何の音もしなくて明日がぼやけて無駄なことなんてないそれはわかってるでも今は綺麗
自分の姿がダサくて
Nakamura Emi grew up in the middle of the mountains, the sea, and the city, initially wanted to become a nursery teacher but decided to pursue her passion for music instead.
In 2016, when she was 33, Nakamura Emi made her major debut with Nippon no Ona wo Utau Bes.
Tokyo Tower features on album Nippon no Onna wo Utau Best 2, released 17th January 2020 on Nippon Columbia Co. Limited. The album also includes Best Bakemono, which was used as a theme to the NHK drama Mistress Onna Tachi no Himitsu, and Don't, the opening theme for 2017 black comedy anime Warau Salesman New, The Laughing Salesman New.
Next in our top 10 countdown, in number 9, we have a new song by Hayashi Azora with Shuko Biori.
Number 9.
Shuko Biori nante aoi sora da ro. Omoi nimotsu kara jun ni wasure nai you ni tsumikonda. Motte ikenai mono mo takusan aru kedo itsuka kanarazu mukai ni yuku yo tekogi no boto de karada hitotsu yoake to tomo ni umi e deta oru ni tsuita musu no kizu ga watashi ni jishin o kureta kara ima mou ichido Maybe
Yori video features Hayashi Azora hitchhiking to the west coastline on the back of a pickup with her acoustic guitar in tow. And the lyrics also talks about her kind of using her voice as like her gas mileage to help her get anywhere and everywhere she wants to go, which I think is a pretty cool representation in that video.
She reminds me of Yui on the old Yui songs. Are you familiar with her?
I feel like I've heard of her before. So like she's a lot more like old-fashioned.
Yeah, more like a country style. Her first songs were more acoustic and more like pop-ish country style songs.
Right.
Hayashi Aozora started playing on the streets of Osaka and at local live houses in 2014. In 2018, she held her first nationwide tour, the final in Tokyo sold out.
Shuko Biori is from her major debut album, Shuko Biori, also translated to Departure Day, an 11-track album that has been in production for about 2 years and includes artists such as Hirotaka Takahashi, the drummer of Pam, Elgarden, and The Predators, and Ryo Katayama, the drummer from Halo at Yojohan.
Hayashi will be holding the tour The Time Has Come in April with the final at Music Club Janus in Osaka on the 12th. If you thought of ever applying to join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast, see our website at jtop10.jp/join for full details on what positions we have available. We now provide monetary rewards to staff who fulfill seniority requirements and demonstrate exemplary performance.
Special shout out to our Twitter follower, Thomas Malik, for letting us know that we introduced him to Keisuke Kuwata, who was featured on our last month's Top 10 episode. If you have shout outs that you want us to know about on our podcast, send us a message on our social medias. We may share your shout out on the next Japan Top 10 episode.
Speaking of Keisuke Kuwata, still at number 8, it's Keisuke Kuwata and the Pin Boys with Kanashiki Pro Bowler.
Number 8.
Oh,
して私を強く抱きしめて
目を閉じたまま趣味と仕事は一緒にするなそんな親父の声が聞こえるいつか見ている自分の足で社会のために役に立つんだだけど僕らは悲しくて真夏の空が恋しくて見果てる
One year after Let's Go Bowling, Keisuke Kuwata, frontman for the Southern All-Stars bowling folk side project Keisuke Kuwata and the Pinboys, released Kanashiki Pro Bowler, which is like Let's Go Bowling, will also be used as the promotional track for this year's Kuwata Cup bowling tournament.
The music video for Kanashiki Pro Bowler tells the story of a young athlete attempting to make it, complete with romance and a cynical former bowler turned bowling alley manager, playing by Kuwata himself.
It's been described by the group as a perfect strike anthem.
Now in number 7, we have another new song by Sumika with their song Sense of Wonder.
Number 7.
La 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 la, 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 la la. やりたいの先でなりたい自分慣れていますか忘れていませんか地続きの過去は尋ねるやりたいを探るより知らないを減らすようにかかとを減らしてよどうと疲れたそんな時あの日の喉を読み返したら消去法で残った答えは間違ってないけど失敗じゃないけどそれが運命の答えでいいの瞑想放送その先の答えならば信じて
心の涼
今日の自分へ
about this song is that the lyrics and the music video are pretty much about pushing yourself out of your comfort zone and becoming more confident in yourself so that, you know, you'll like the version that you put out there versus the one you're holding back.
That's so like shonen Japanese anime style.
Right? And like in the music video itself, the band themselves kind of look like ordinary guys. So to kind of see them become this band in the music video, it's pretty inspiring. And then like if you see their facial expressions, they're really enjoying the fact that they're out there versus how they were always standing on the sidelines watching everybody go about their lives when they could be doing the exact same thing themselves. Sense of Wonder is included from Harmonize EP released on March 4th, and it also includes three other songs, Lyra, Number 5, and Envil.
The song Sense of Wonder is being used as the CM song for Shinken Zemi 2020.
Sumika will be holding their arena tour, Sumika Arena Tour 2020 Daily's Lamp, 13 performances in 10 cities, which will be the largest in the band's history, from the end of March until June. Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese culture-based podcasts.
Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget.
Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
At number 6, we have another new song from Leo Ieri, Mi Kansei.
Number 6.
Before, お願い返して、oh.
Mikansei is the theme for Fuji TV's drama series Zettai Reido Mizen Hanzai Senyu Sosa, or in English, Absolute Zero Crime Infiltration Investigation, a police procedural sequel of drama aired in 2018 following a criminal investigation team on a special mission to prevent crime by pursuing future criminals through analyzing data such as security camera images, emails, telephone calls, and SNS communication history throughout Japan.
The music video for this is also like very dark. So I wonder if the song came out intentionally for just this TV drama or if it was just the theme and so they put it in for the theme of the drama series.
Yeah, likely.
Ieri made her professional debut in February 2012 when she was 17.
Leo Ieri's song Answer will be her fourth anime theme song, used as the opening theme for the second series of the anime Major Second, scheduled to start at April 4th. Ieri commented, "The more people work hard, the more they cry and fall. If you don't, then you don't feel alive, and you won't be able to update your answer."
Wow, that's a complicated quote.
Yeah, sounds more poetic than straightforward.
Right, exactly. I was expecting it to be straightforward, and then at first it made it sound like working hard was bad because you're crying and falling. But then at the same time, if you're not crying and falling, you're not really living. So that was very interesting.
Yeah.
Getting into our top five. In number five, we have a new song by Aiko with her song Aozora.
Number five.
触れてはいけない手を重ねてはいけない唇を愛してしまった
Zora, which can be translated into English as Blue Sky, is Aiko's 39th single, which also includes tracks Aishitahi and Koibito Doshini. Aozora released on February 26th, and Aiko worked with arranger Tomiyo.
Aiko made all 414 of her back catalog available digitally. Major singles such as Ashita, Hanabi, Kira Kira, and Straw. From her debut album in 1998, that includes 39 singles, 13 original albums, 3 best albums, and 49 music videos. She has also uploaded all her videos in full to her official YouTube channel.
To commemorate campaign introducing Aiko songs, looking back on hit songs, hashtag MyFavoriteAiko started on Twitter until March 13th. One fan who posts the title of their favorite song and the reason for their selection with hashtag Watashi no suki na Aiko, as well as the campaign URL kddi-l.jp/IGX, will receive a specially designed not for sale anywhere poster. An additional 10 people will also receive a not for sale poster.
Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director, Rekka.
You can send her an email at rekka@jtop10.jp, along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast.
Going down 3 spots to number 4, we have King Nu with Teenage Forever.
Number 4. してみたいの素敵な自分を愛せなきゃ。 しても
This song is being used in a Sony wireless headphones advertisement in Japan.
Teenage Forever is the lead track from King New's album Ceremony, released January 15th, which is dominating download charts in Japan.
The music video is composed of a collection of clips of the band members after each is given a handful of cash, probably around a million yen, to spend on whatever they want. The video shows singer and keyboardist Satoru Iguchi raucously vacationing in the Philippines, guitarist and vocalist Daiki Tsuneta taking a break in Russia, bassist Kazuki Arai being revealed as perhaps the most kind-hearted King Nu's conscience, gifting a car and portrait photo shoot to his mother, and recently married drummer Yu Seki enjoying his honeymoon in Guam.
Wow, so it's almost like a montage of how they would be if they weren't all working together.
Yeah, just like spending all those money.
Yeah, right? And it's funny how Kazuki Arai is literally just giving it away kind of thing, while everybody's kind of like enjoying it for themselves. King New won New Artist of the Year, Japanese Music Category at the 34th Japan Gold Disc Award 2020. Getting into our top three, we have a new song by Aimyon with Sayonara no Kyoni.
Number three.
謎に満ちたあいつは明日をどう乗り越えたか
度と戻ることはないと分かっているのにな。切り捨てた何かで今があるなら、もう一度だなんてそんなわがまま言わないでおくけどな。謎に満ちたあいつは明日をどう乗り越えたかな。
As always, Aimeon delivers a passionate song for a great listen, and it's the theme for Nippon TV New Zero.
The video, directed by Tomokazu Yamada, who previously worked with Aimeon on her music video for Marigold, sees Aimeon flagrantly disregarding health and safety as she walks around a deserted city construction site.
Aimeon will be holding tour Aimeon Hikigatari Tour 2020 Kaze to Ribbon from April and arena tour Aimeon Tour 2020 Mito Mito from October. The arena tour will be her largest to date.
Aimeon will also be appearing on the cover of April 2020's issue of Nylon Japan, released on February 28. The first time she has been on the cover of a Japanese fashion magazine. The spread includes a photo shoot with an edgy styling as well as an interview on her new single, Sayonara no Kyoni.
Want to hear some extra songs in this episode? Join our Patreon club and become a Patron Star or Patron Platinum donor to get some extra songs on this episode.
See full details on our site at jtop10.jp/club. At number 2, we have from Mr. Children the song Birthday.
Number 2.
途方もない分母の中で僕と君は出会えたんだね。それがゼロにならない世界なら何度だって僕ら生まれ変われるさ。 It's your birthday 毎日か誰かのバースデー、一人一人その命をたたえながら今日祝いたい。そして君と一緒に歌おう。 It's that day So it's my birthday。
つて一人一人その命を讃えながら恋は痛い。そして君と一緒に歌おう。いつだってそう。今まで消えない小さな炎を一つ一つ増やしながら心の火をそっと震わして、エンドランで君を満たすよ。そういった
This song is being used as the theme to the 40th Doraemon movie, Doraemon Nobita no Shinkyoryu, showing nationwide in Japan from March 6, directed by Kazuaki Imai of movie Doraemon Nobita's Treasure Island.
The single is part of a double theme song, Birthday, and Kimi to Kasaneta Monorogu, both by Mr. Children. The first time Mr. Children has written two themes for one work.
Three of the four members were born in 1969, the year of Woodstock, and the same year that the original manga of Doraemon started, August 8th, 1969.
Wow, that's crazy. That's like they were meant to eventually create something for the show.
Yep.
Bumping up a spot in our J Top 10 countdown, in number one, by Official Hige Dandism, with their song, I Love.
Number one.
繰り返してる何度も
レプリカばかりが飾られた銀河、カーテンで作られた暗闇、嘆く人もいないネズミ色の街の中で、 I love その証を抱きしめて、時のわずかその合間に君がくれたプレゼントはこのやけに優しい世界だ。イレギュラー一人じゃない一つ気づけなかっただろう、こんなに大切な光に普通のことだと
This serenading love song is a main theme for the TBS television drama Koe wa Suzukuyo Doko Mademo, or Love Lasts Forever. This medical romantic comedy follows a rookie nurse as she tries to reunite with a doctor she fell in love with 5 years prior.
Official Hige Dandism won Tokobetsu Show, or the Special Award, at the 34th Japan Gold Disc Award 2020. They commented, "Thanks to the fans who have listened a lot. It was very challenging work for us and we feel happy. We will continue to make and deliver better music."
Makoto Narasaki has also announced that he will be married. He commented on his Twitter account, "I will work harder and more lively on song production than ever before." In this episode's Indie Spotlight, we have our artist Becco Ski with their song Void. Indie Spotlight artist, Becco, is a producer based in Rome, Vatican City, Italy.
Void was released 5 months ago on SoundCloud. It's an electronic, ethereal instrument track with a sci-fi edge. Becco commented, "We are all connected. Everyone is in need to find their true self through the eyes of the others on the other side of the screen. But the truth is, we are all one. The net is our brand new world. Embrace the change. Embrace the infinite self. Embrace the void."
He started his career as lead vocalist for post-hardcore band Hope Die Last.
He's a producer, singer, sound designer, working with a variety of musicians, including Cell Dweller, recently remixing Cell Dweller's My Disintegration as part of Fix It.
He also has a dance electronic side project with half of It's Indifferent called Exo Sad, recently releasing single White Noise via record label Players Republic and EP Tongue Tied in January.
Performing in Tokyo, Shibuya, March 29th, 2020, Becco Japan Tour 2020, one night only.
So I thought it was a pretty cool mix. I really enjoyed the transitions from when it was a more intense electronic part, and then it went into a slower, more airy type of sound. Depending on like the kind of headphones you're wearing, I think if you're not wearing a good set of headphones, you don't get the full experience and can really appreciate the song. It constantly made me think of like video games that were situated in space, and it was one of those storytelling scenes, you know?
I was thinking like, you know, in those clubs with those loud house music, and then you're just dancing and going with the flow, and then it changes the mood, and then you change your mood, you know?
Right, yeah, it's a very emotionally connecting song, even though it was like a more technical sound versus if you're just playing with regular instruments. Becco, great song, really appreciate it.
And that's it for this episode of Japan Top 10. Watch out for the next episode where Eric is going to bring you some heavy hardcore Japanese punk music over the past few decades. We're bringing back our specially themed music-based episodes, and this episode will be released about a week from now.
What are your thoughts on our collaborative Top 10 episode? Feel free to let us know by contacting us on our site at jtop10.jp or message us through our social medias or on Patreon. We will continue to pilot collaborative Top 10 episodes for the next few months.
Okay, the show's over. It has been me, Kirby, and...
It's been me, Anna. Hope you guys really enjoyed this episode. It was really fun to listen to all those songs and be able to share them with you all.
I hope you guys had fun. See you next episode.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Japan Top 10. The number one Japanese music podcast.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.